This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Democrats have a huge problem on their hand. They got far too many people who think they can replace Donald Trump when none of them can. And the feeding frenzy that's about to occur with them, with these leftists, they're not all Democrats. There's leftists. They got Democratic Socialists. They got independents, the people that believe themselves to be independent, like Bloomberg and Howard Schultz. And then they've got the standard bearers of democracy, of the Democratic Party, not democracy, but the standard bearers. They've got Bernie Sanders, they've got Elizabeth Warren, they've got Joe Biden, and even Hillary Clinton. And they're afraid, and they have right to be afraid. They are so, I mean, they're, by the time the 2 years rolls around, if we do our part, they're going to be a decimated party. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to KJRadio.com, so you can find out more about us. Download the show. Let people know about the show. Pass it along. Spread the word. I don't care what you do, but make sure people know who we are. Do your little part to get the word out. KJRadio.com. If you want to give us a call, 844-551-8255. So I want to play a clip from Juan Castro, who has been elevated. He was elevated during the time of Barack Obama, and he has thrown his hat in the ring. He wants to be president. I think he was HUD secretary. So, yeah, he's qualified. Former mayor of San Antonio, which is essentially the mayor of Mexico, of a Mexico city, a city of Mexico that resides inside the United States, because San Antonio is a Mexico city. And he wants to be president, but here's what he had to say about Howard Schultz, the former chairman of the board, or he may still be chairman of the board of Starbucks, but he was the CEO of Starbucks for a while, and he wants to run. Howard Schultz is running as an independent, or he's evaluating running as an independent, as is Bloomberg.
I want to ask you about Howard Schultz, the former Starbucks CEO, who says this weekend he's seriously exploring a self-funded independent bid for president. He told 60 Minutes that he thinks both parties are engaged in what he called revenge politics and not acting in the interest of the American people. Do you have any concerns that a very wealthy independent with a message like Schultz's could play spoiler in 2020?
Well, you know, I mean, first I would say that I have a tremendous respect for Howard Schultz. When I was HUD secretary, I had an opportunity to visit with him. I know that he's done some impressive things in business. Obviously, if he runs, it's going to make an impression on the race. But I do share that concern. I have a concern that if he did run, that essentially it would provide Donald Trump with his best hope of getting reelected. Just the other day, there was a fairly comprehensive poll taken that showed essentially right now that the president has a ceiling of about 41 or 42% in terms of support for him, no matter which Democratic candidate they polled against him. So his only hope, if things stay the same, and that's a big if, is essentially to get somebody else, a third party, to siphon off those votes. And I don't think that would be in the best interest of our country. We need new leadership. And so, you know, I would suggest to Mr. Schultz to truly think about the negative impact that might make. The only other thing I'll say about that is that, you know, we can't both sides this to death. It's not, yes, I agree that there are things that Republicans and Democrats do need to improve upon, but there is a real difference between any of the folks who have said that they want to run on the Democratic side and Donald Trump. I mean, that's become so clear. So it's not all the same thing.
The most interesting part of that comment, or a couple of things. One is 41 to 42% of the Democrats that Trump polls, 41 to 42%, regardless of what Democrat he runs against. Okay, no problem. That was the same problem Trump had before, and he beat Hillary Clinton. But the other part that interests me is that he talks about a need for new leadership. Well, we don't need new leadership. What we have is new leadership. We have a person that now is a leader and is showing people what it means to be a leader. And I think that's you know, the Democrats underestimate that at their own peril. Kevin Jackson's here, you're listening to everybody. That was Juan Castro, a Democrat presidential candidate, who is now talking about Howard Schultz as an independent, and he doesn't want him in there. Now, I started out this segment by talking about Democrats being in disarray. So understand this. Howard Schultz is closer to being a Democrat than he is to being one of us. Howard Schultz, upon learning about Trump and the thing when he was going to do the travel ban, he put out a thing saying, we'll hire 25,000 Muslims, and it backfired dramatically on him at Starbucks. Then when he backtracked, then he goes, no, we'll hire 25,000 veterans, thinking that was going to solve it. So because this is what the left does. They don't think about the things long term. I don't have a problem with Howard Schultz hiring Muslims, as long as they're legal in our country and they aren't trying to thwart the American system. Hire all the Muslims you want. But the very first thought for Howard Schultz should have been, how can I help the people who give us the country, you know, who provide the freedoms that we have? The only way he did that was in the recovery mode, when he figured out, oh my gosh, my little experiment, my social engineering experiment backfired. Now, he's also the guy that did the social experiment of having these people put their question on the Starbucks cup to enter into race relations discussions at a Starbucks. Howard Schultz, if you want to have race relations discussions, give me a call. And let's go to every one of these college campuses and let's talk candidly about race. We don't need to do that over a cup of coffee. We can do that right now, openly and honestly. But see, these are meddlers. These are people that get so much money, they get a false sense of who they are and how important they are. So Howard Schultz now believes he's important. In Donald Trump's defense, Donald Trump has been involved in politics for most of his adult life. And everything that he's dealt with to build a building. It's one thing to go, I want to put a Starbucks in Manhattan. Go buy an office, you get an office space, you know, rent it out, and you got it. No big deal. But to build a building in big cities gives you insight to politics that you've never seen before. And so here's Trump over decades asking all the time, you're going to run, you're going to do this, you're going to do that. And he runs, doesn't run, whatever. And then finally, when it gets to the point where he goes, okay, enough is enough, he runs and he wins, and he understands the problems. He came in at the right time. Schultz still doesn't understand the problem. Schultz is a product of leftism, and he's not going to get it. No presidency's going to help him understand it. It's same is true of with all these other clowns. They think they've got an understanding, and the real world hits them. I got to leave it there, but we will be back.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all-too-familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
No. Someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Don't you find it kind of humorous that everybody thinks they can now be president because Donald Trump has shown how successful he can be a president? I mean, it really is the opposite world. Donald Trump has shown, I mean, they've had people, they claim to be the smartest people in the world, the best potential people in the world, whatever, and Donald Trump comes in and he goes, "They're dumb. They were stupid. I'll show you." And he does it. And he does it with ease. And in a time when people should be going, "Holy cow, man, this dude, he's a rock star." They all want to run. But here's the deal. The Republicans aren't looking to run. There's only a fool would be looking to challenge Donald Trump in this thing. And now I'm not telling you it's a shoe-in and all that. I'm just saying Donald Trump has shown Republicans, "I'll show you leadership." The Democrats, who wouldn't recognize leadership if it came up and smacked them right in the nose, on the bridge of the nose, they think they can all do it. And look at the number of Democrat clowns that want to be president. I'm talking clowns. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. This is fun to look at. Howard Schultz it built a coffee empire. That's what he built. I talked about him last segment. Howard Schultz is a billionaire CEO of Starbucks. And he thinks because he's plastered an overpriced product. I mean, you just think about this. This is a guy who's taken a product, a bean, from Central America and Colombia and places like this, Ethiopia, and he's where people are picking these beans for pennies. He takes those beans and then he sells them. I don't know what it costs to make a cup of coffee, but I bet you Howard Schultz is making usury profit on coffee. Billions and billions of dollars on a product that really is little. I mean, it's a narcotic. It's to keep you awake. It's a lesser version of crank, okay, of meth that we've legalized. And I'm not saying coffee's bad necessarily, but, you know, depends on what study you use. But this guy's made a fortune in coffee and sprinkling his little drug, you know, apothecaries all over the world. And now, because of that, he thinks he can be president. Yes, I'm just saying. This is a guy that built coffee empire. And now he said, okay, you know, well, I can bring beans in from all over the world, and I can grind them, and I can sell them at an outrageous profit, so I should be president of the United States. After all, I've done all kinds of social justice stuff inside of my country, my company. You know, we've got baristas. You know, you're a clerk, but they call them baristas. Look at what I've done. I've changed the word clerk to barista. That's amazing. Donald Trump could never do that. Anyway, so I don't know what Schultz is thinking, but you get what I'm saying, right? And now we hear Hillary Clinton leaving the door open for 2020. And I'll read you this. I'm told by three people that as recently as this week, she was telling people that, look, given all this news from the indictments, particularly the Roger Stone indictment, she talked to several people saying, look, I'm not closing the doors to this. This is according to CNN White House correspondent Jeff Zeleny. Jeff Zeleny, I bit my lip. Jeff, here's what I'd say to you. Der Spiegel, whatever, what was that place where the dude was creating news? Hillary Clinton, I don't believe, said anything close to this. I don't believe Hillary Clinton thinks in one bit that she could be president of the United States again. That's my personal belief. I think Hillary Clinton knows her ship has sailed. She will never. Joe Biden just did his little exploratory thing. And did we talk about this? Joe Biden, yeah, he wants to apologize to black folks for criminal justice stuff that he did, and he want it's a test, but he's going to fail this test. I don't think Joe Biden. My gut feel is. Joe Biden is making the overtures, but I think Joe Biden is going to get his sanity and go, nah, you know, I think I'll leave it alone. Yeah. But here's my point. Look at the number. Donald Trump, during the time, my voice just cracked. Donald Trump had 16 other people that ran against him. And most of them were very accomplished people. But why did that occur? It occurred because we had the worst president in the history of this country at the helm. And I want you to understand the ironies. Now you have probably the best president, modern day president in history. And you know what the Democrats have? They have everybody that wants to get into the race. I want you to understand how leftism sees itself. It is so bass-ackwards, as my grandmother would say, that you have to chuckle at it. People want to face the guy that has got the best record in the history of this country. And if we do our job and we continue to beat up on the media and we expose these clowns and these crooks, then Donald Trump will have a cakewalk and we will get back control of the House. But here we are. What are the Democrats talking about? Somebody's wishful thinking of, I hope Hillary Clinton runs for a third time. We've got Kamala's, I'll sleep with anybody to get to the top, Harris, who's now declared she's running. And I love this title. It says that the Oakland rally, there was probably 20,000 people, 20,000 fans at this Oakland rally. If that's the case, my bet is half of them were illegals. But here's the bigger point. How many people do you think Harris will attract in anywhere else in the country? Get outside of her little home area where they bring everybody in. They say, bus them in, get the churches, whatever. Go outside of there. Go to Iowa and tell me that she can draw what Trump draws. Bring it. Bring it, Kamala Harris. We had Willie Brown, the former mayor of San Francisco. Here's what he wrote. I've been peppered with calls from national media about my relationship with Kamala Harris, particularly since it became obvious that she was going to run for president. Most of them I've not returned. Yes, we dated. It was more than 20 years ago. Yes, I may have influenced her career by appointing her to two state commissions when I was assembly speaker. In other words, he's telling you, I helped build her career because I was screwing her. He says, I certainly helped her first race for district attorney in San Francisco. I have also helped the careers of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Governor Gavin Newsom, Senator Dianne Feinstein, and a host of other politicians. The difference is that Harris is the only one who, after I helped her, sent word that I would be indicted if I, quote, so much as jaywalked while she was DA. That's politics for you. That was his article in the San Francisco Chronicle. Now, I don't know what he's telling you. Yeah, I don't know what he's really saying, but here's what I believe. I believe Kamala Harris is one of these vindictive women who will crush you, who will grab you by your naughty bits and crush them with the fierceness of an eagle. And I think that's what Willie Brown is saying. He's saying, I help many politicians, they're doing great. This girl wrote me a note that says, if I so much as jaywalked, I would be indicted. After helping her career, I think that's going to come out. I'm not even worried about her as a candidate. I just thought it would be interesting. The Democrats don't have a viable candidate against Trump as long as we do our part. We'll be back, folks. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit escaperightnow.com. Do it now. It's free. Escaperightnow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. Escaperightnow.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says Republicans and Democrats on Capitol Hill, well, they got to do their job.
I'm for a narrow or broader, for whatever works that prevents the level of dysfunction we've seen on full display here the last month, and also doesn't bring about a view on the president's part that he needs to declare a national emergency.
Winter weather is hitting the country from coast to coast. USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky reports.
Nasty cold winter weather across the country, biting cold temperatures, and blizzard-like conditions. Get this, minus 45 to minus 60 in Chicago and much of the upper Midwest. Snow could hit the south as well. Atlanta could also see snow, and the Northeast also expected to get hit with snow and ice.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The enduring transformation that has to take place here is not going to take place if the United States just comes in and we're to knock out ISIL and that's it. Go away. Not going to happen. We could do that, actually. We have that capacity. But we're not asking to do that.
Well, I believe we are on the road to. Yes, I absolutely do. And I think the evidence is not in my saying it, but it's in the facts of what is happening. First of all, the coalition is strong, more committed than ever, particularly in the aftermath of the burning of the Jordanian pilot, the resounding reaffirmations of commitment throughout the Arab world have been heartening and strong.
That was John Kerry a while back reassuring us that we were going to defeat ISIL, which is what they started calling them, the Levant. Welcome back, everybody. Yeah, Kevin Jackson here. They're going to, the Kerry and Obama were assuring us that they could beat the JV team. We'll defeat them, you just wait and see, just hold on, hang in there with us, we will show you the way. It's funny to watch those clowns. Woo! After President Trump grounded Nancy Pelosi and her family members from that taxpayer-funded boondoggle, Democrats figured out something very significant that they can't predict Donald Trump. And what I will tell you as a fighter is it's you don't want to go into a fight where you don't understand anything about your opponent. Song Tzu says that. You got to know your opponent. And you also have to know yourself. When I talk about that, I'm saying if they say to me, Kevin, you're going to go, you know, you're going to be fighting this weekend. And, you know, the guy's name is Joe Blow and you're ready to go. My question would be, no. Do you got any film on him? Who is Joe Blow? Because if he's a long-rangey guy, you got to fight him different than if he's short and squat. And I could go into the deep. You get it, right? You got to know. There's no fighter on the planet. I'm not talking about just in the ring. I'm talking about even a military that goes, General Schwarzkopf wouldn't go, hey, no problem, just let's just go to battle. He wants to know, well, what's the size of their army? What's the size of their navy? Do they have an air force? What territory have they protected the most? Have they been in battle with anybody else? Do we know what type of materials that they, you know, weapons systems that they have? And on and on. And what are we fighting over? What are we fighting for? There are a myriad of questions that need to be answered before you pick a fight. And I'm going to tell you, the Democrats don't ask any of these questions of Donald Trump. Here's what they think of Donald Trump. They think he's stupid. They think you're stupid for voting him in, and they think that he's stupid in and of himself. That they can beat him with what conventional weaponry. And I want you to think about how the Never Trump clan feels right now. Look, actor, you remember that kid? What was his name? He was in the movie Transformers, right? Shia LaBeouf or whatever. Anti-Trump, came out the minute Trump got elected, and he got himself arrested, all kinds of crazy stuff. Shia LaBeouf's career is over. Kathy Griffin, career over. George Lopez, career. I mean, yeah, they get some work here and there. I'm talking about they're never going to rise back to the level they were. If you are a staunch anti-Trumper, your career peaked the moment he became president, and it's on its way down, and it has nothing to do with Trump targeting them or anything. It is the underground Donald Trump support that is crushing these people's lives, and rightfully so. Most of these folks are struggling mightily, banished to the deep, dark underbelly of the now-drained swamp. And I'm talking about the politicos. Bill Kristol shut down his former rag. A fellow Kristol never-Trumper, George Will, has the credibility of a DJ at a strip club. And the list goes on, folks. These rhino clowns are all going the way of the ghosts, as are the Democrats who go against Donald Trump. I know this isn't what the media is telling you. And you're saying, Kevin, you're just an optimist, man. I've listened to your show a long time, bro. You're just an optimist. You love everything. No. Don't go there. I'm not trying to just blow a little sunshine up your skirt. I'm telling you, this is the undercurrent. This is what doesn't reflect in the polls. This is what didn't reflect on the night of November the 8th, 2016, when Donald Trump beat the living crap out of Hillary Clinton. I mean, that was as brutal of a political beating you could take. It was one he wasn't supposed to win. It's one thing for Reagan to beat Mondale and carry all the electoral, you know, whatever. Reagan, it was almost expected that was going to happen. Tell me anybody that went, yeah, Kevin, Donald Trump's going to kick the crap out of Hillary Clinton. There were a handful of us out there saying that. I was one of them. People texting me all night, kid, I don't know, man. And I'm going, shut up. Just leave me alone and watch what happens. And we're waking up in the morning and my phone's going, broop. You want to know why? Because Donald Trump was crushing it. That's why. Crushing it. And he won. After witnessing the fate, folks, of these anti-Trumpers, many conservatives still remain unconvinced about the headway we're making. They concern themselves with issues of no relevance, and instead of putting out this pro message, this positivity, see, it's an energy thing, the karma. It's an energy thing that we have to generate. You have to exude the confidence of your position. So a guy wrote an article in Freedom Post. His name is Tony Elliott. And he's bothered by Barack Obama and John Kerry going around the world doing what they do. And here's what he wrote. Recently, former Secretary of State John Kerry called on President Trump to resign during a Tuesday appearance at the World Economic Forum in Davos. Now, President Trump canceled that trip to Davos because the government was shut down. Now, they said this. While Kerry's statement has been carried by many media sources, as well as him being asked if he plans to run for president in 2020, no one is asking the most important question of all. Why is Kerry still attending important world functions and meeting with world leaders? Now, I'm going to just stop there for just a second and tell you this. If that is a concern for you, you got to get some busy work. John Kerry, really, do you really believe anybody in the world takes this clown seriously? And I love it. Carried by many media sources. That whole statement that Kerry made was carried by many media sources. Who cares? Maybe this would have meant something when the media was honest, or at least they had some semblance of honesty 30, 40, 50 years ago. But not anymore. But what really made me laugh is this asking Kerry about a potential presidential run. Yeah. See, that the author of this is like, they're giving him credibility by asking him about his potential for a presidential run. What? Have you looked at the cast of characters, the clowns on the left who want to be a presidential candidate for the Democrats in 2020? Keep in mind, they asked that same question of Michael Avenatti, the porn lawyer. Please remind me, what's up with Michael Avenatti these days? Anybody want to chime in on that on the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255? Please let me know what Michael Avenatti's doing, because last time I checked, he's a disgraced attorney who lost his lease because he couldn't pay his bills. He's millions of dollars in debt to a former partner, and he's got a client who owes Donald Trump tens of thousands, I think hundreds of thousands of dollars. That's what Michael Avenatti's doing. But this guy, he's concerned because John Kerry and Barack Obama are running around the world spewing their nonsense. Well, guess what? They did it for 8 years, and what did it get them? Nothing. The most worthless Secretary of State in the history of America were under Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and John Kerry. What is the state of the world right now? I played you a clip of John Kerry talking about defeating ISIL and that we were making all kinds of gains. And what was the end result when Barack Obama left office with John Kerry as the Secretary of State, where ISIL is bombing France and committing all kinds of atrocities, gaining all over the world? And in the 2 years, not even 2 years, a year into Donald Trump's presidency, they were practically non-existent. Oh, yeah. They just recently bombed a Filipino church, killed 20 Christians. Guess what's going to happen? There's going to be heck to pay. Anyway, Elliot goes on. He says, since Donald Trump became president in 2016, both John Kerry and Barack Obama have been traveling around the world on our dime, acting as if they're still running the USA. Both attended the climate summit, met with world leaders in their own countries numerous times, and Kerry even met with Iranian officials and other world leaders to try to save the nuclear deal that President Trump scrapped. When we come back, I want to finish talking about this because I want you to understand we need to stop involving ourselves in triviality.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
normal blood pressure naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Age-related macular degeneration is a leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Look, you know that I'm not permitted to get in the middle of the election, and I don't want to. But I can't help but say that as I meet with my counterparts all around the world and as I engage with other countries, they are very concerned about the quality, about sort of what's happened to America and its sort of clarity of leadership, if you will. And I think the bombast and the divisive language is very hard for some people to digest, even as we are working to undo sectarian divisions and old religious overtones to different conflicts. We need our voice to be above reproach, and I think right now people are really wondering about where we're heading.
When you read in Woodward's book the kinds of things that Mattis and other top national security officials have said about this president, what do you think about the way this White House operates?
Well, I don't think the White House operates effectively at all. I think there is not, obviously, a clear policy process. It is sporadic. It is haphazard. It is impulsive. The president clearly reverses and goes forward and really doesn't do the homework that a president needs to do in order to make savvy decisions. And every word everyone has heard in Washington for a year and a half, you didn't need this anonymous op-ed to know what is happening. But what it does is it confirms with great clarity, coupled with Bob Woodward's book, and together you have the picture of an administration that is chaotic, out of control, not qualified, and a president who is clearly not qualified to do this job.
I'm focused on John Kerry because he's such a putz. Kerry and Obama are going around the country, are going around the world, rather, you know, talking nonsense. And it bothers some people, and in particular this guy named, his last name is Elliot, who wrote a piece, and he says, you know, we're funding these people going around, and they're undermining Donald Trump. And I want to read this last piece. He says, this piece I read before at the very last segment, he says, since Donald Trump became president in 2016, Kerry and Obama travel around the world on our dime, acting as if they still run the U.S. Both attended the climate summit, met with world leaders in their own countries numerous times. Kerry met with Iranian officials and other world leaders to save the nuclear deal that President Trump scrapped. So here's what I would say to you. That whatever they're doing, nobody cares. Nobody has to care. The Iranian nuclear deal is still in effect. And it is crushing. I'm talking about it was we've taken it down, and Donald Trump's process is crushing the Iranians, their government, their economy. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to, and I'm talking about things and asking us. Look, there are things that we need to focus on, but we don't need to focus on two has-beens, two relics that nobody cares about. To focus on Kerry and Obama is to give them credibility that they don't have. Remember what Trump has done on global climate change? Just in and of itself. He took us out of the Paris climate. Let's walk through it. Because the first thing he said was, I don't believe it. And that statement rocked the world of the money-grabbing climate change leftists, the alarmists. And he continued, saying that other countries must take measures to cut their own emissions. And here's his quote. You're going to have China and Japan and all of Asia and all these other countries, it addresses our country. He says, right now we're at the cleanest we've ever been, and that's very important to me. But if we're clean, but every other place on Earth is dirty, that's not so good. So I want clean air. I want clean water. It's very important. But his comment is based on, I'm not letting these other countries skirt while we're doing all these things and pumping in billions, if not trillions of dollars, and they're skirting, spending our money and doing nothing else. Donald Trump is a well-traveled man. The president knows how other countries are doing. And interestingly, not a single member country of the Paris Accord met their emissions goals. Not one. And that's precisely why the president pulled America out of it. Now, the BBC said this. After taking office, he announced he would withdraw from the Paris Climate Change Agreement, which commits another 187 countries to keep rising global temperatures well below 2 degrees Celsius, or they say below 2C above pre-industrial levels. And at the time, Mr. Trump said he wanted to renew a, quote, fair deal that would not disadvantage the U.S. businesses and workers. So what's my point? Obama put billions of dollars into the farce of global climate change. He infused this onerous legislation in areas where it shouldn't exist. It's all throughout government legislation. And President Trump undid almost all of it. So remind me who's the boss. These guys are flying all over the world, talking about global climate change, talking about all these other things that this particular writer, Elliot, is interested in. And he's saying, they're still traveling around acting like they own things. Look, why are you trying to interrupt them from making a living? That's the way they make their living, is by causing chaos and trying to wreak havoc. It's the best thing that could possibly happen under the best of circumstances. And the reason is very clear. Donald Trump is undoing everything that they're doing. They had a decade to do it. They couldn't get it done. And in less than 2 years, Donald Trump has destroyed every notion of credibility that these people have. And we're fighting. People, I can't believe they're going around doing this shit. Go around and do it. Go say it. Go blare it to all the so-called media that matters to Mr. Elliott or whomever else. And I'm not beating this guy up. He's obviously a conservative. But he's to me, we put so much energy into nonsense. What we should be doing is putting our energy into more debunking of global climate change. We should be putting our energy into the promoting, if you will, what Donald Trump has done to Iran. What he's done to tackle ISIS. To show that the very people who said he's unhinged are really the ones who are unhinged, because every single quote that you want to give me of Kerry or John Kerry or Barack Obama has been blasted. It's been proven to be untrue. Donald Trump's unhinged. He's this. He's that. Nah, nah, nah. And you go, really, this is what an unhinged guy does? An unhinged guy can have the stock market grow like this. An unhinged guy can make our economy run on all cylinders effectively and efficiently. An unhinged guy can create the space in the world where we actually feel like it is getting safer. And I could go on. There's dozens of things that Donald Trump has done that are so positive in nature that all you have to do is flip the name and put Obama's name on it and people would be raving about it. How about this? How about somebody just go out and write articles, put Obama's name on it, change the year, and say, here's what Barack Obama did during his economy, and watch the reaction. Watch Huffington Post. They won't even fact check you. They'll just put it out.
Finally, the right believes that Barack Obama was amazing. Look at what he did on the border wall. Look at what he did in, you know, helping with opioid addictions and all these other things. Just take Donald Trump stuff in the year 2018, 2019, and put it into, give Obama credit, change the year to 2011, and they will print it as if it's gospel, and you'll win a Pulitzer Prize.
You know, but going back to this climate change stuff, this happened a while back, but Saudi Arabia's former lead delegate to the UN climate talks said the Paris Agreement to fight global warming is dead, ending what he called the big conspiracy the world created. Mohammed Salih Al-Saban is also a former advisor to Saudi Arabia's Minister of Petroleum and Mineral Resources, celebrated what he called the unofficial death of the Paris Accord. Are you still following the dead Paris Agreement, Al-Saban tweeted to former New York Times writer Andrew Refkin? They will go from one meeting to another forever till it's officially announced its death. Don't be selective when you attack the Saudi position. It's unfair. And he was responding, saying, because the Saudis are going, you know what, we're out of this too. You know, let me just be perfectly clear. Donald Trump yanked the curtain down from another leftist money-grabbing ruse, the same that he did with Obamacare and a host of other things. And the U.S. leaving that bogus agreement of climate change has given other countries the reasons that they needed to back out. And what Trump proves is that most leaders don't have the balls to act in their own best interest. So Elliott says there's two governing bodies within the United States. He says there's the Nancy Pelosi socialist stuff and the still remnants of the Obama administration, and then there's Trump. Well, let me tell you something. They're all going to lose. They may feel like they're making deals, but they're making fools of themselves. And these are relics attempting to hold on to the past, and it isn't going to work.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.